you have your Bible, and I hope you do, turn to Revelation chapter 4. Revelation chapter 4, verse 1. John the Revelator says this. He said, "After this I looked, and behold, a door was open in heaven, and the voice, the first voice which I heard, was as it were of a trumpet talking with me, which said, 'Come up hither, and I will show thee things which must be hereafter.' And immediately I was in the Spirit, and behold, a throne was set in heaven, and one sat on the throne. And he that sat was to look upon like a jasper and a sardine stone. And there was a rainbow round about the throne in sight like unto an emerald." John the Revelator says this. He says, "After this I look." Now he's talking about what God, the gods are beginning to show to people. And he goes through it, and but before John, first, chapter 4 starts, they go through the churches. God marches through the churches and marches through the ages, and God says, I'm laying a roadmap for the way that you should go, and I'm giving you directions from the throne of grace, and I'm giving you assurance, and I'm giving you the wisdom and the unction and the knowledge and the guidance that you need for your life so that the course that God has put you on, God will help you to finish well. And we march down our course, and we march down the street, and we march down our road, praise God, and hopefully to the best of our ability to in the way that God would have you and I to go. And we get to marching down through there as John was a marching, and the Bible said that God spoke to his heart. And we said there was a door open in heaven. If there's any door going to be opened in heaven, it has to be opened tonight by none other than Jesus Christ our Lord. If there's any other door you try to go in, you'll go as a thief and a robber. But I'm glad tonight that God, the Lord Jesus, the God of heaven, He is that door, praise God, and He makes it a welcome to us to open that door and to come into Him and Him into us. And He wants to sup with us and fill our hearts to overflowing, and the joy of God would be manifest in our lives. Amen. And we see John the Revelator, he said, after this, now we see that they finish out with the Laodicean church. Laodicean is that lukewarm church that God's going to spew out of His mouth. Because God don't want no lukewarm people. God wants one that's cold, or He wants one that's hot. Amen. If there's one that's cold, He'll warm you up. Amen. And if you're hot, praise God, He'll set you on fire. That's just what God wants. That's His ambition, not mine. But glory be to God, I'm glad His ambition is mine, praise God. Amen. But we see that Laodicean church, we said the church has fallen away. Of course, we are not the Laodicean church. Amen. You hear me? We're not the Laodicean church. We're the church of Philadelphia. We're the church of brotherly love. Because the Bible said, how do you know that you're saved? Because you love the brethren, amen. If we can't love each other, praise God, there's no love in us, and we need to get saved, born again, amen. Praise God, because we're lost, as Rufus would say, the ball in high weeds, and we're on our way to a devil's hell. But praise God, when God Almighty moves into our hearts, and He saves our soul from a devil's hell, puts our feet upon a firm foundation, headed for glory, praise God, we get in full blast, amen, on fire, and head down the road. Amen. Amen. So we see John the Reveler, he said, after this, I look, after the church age, after these changes taken place, he said, after the church age, he said, look, now behold, a door was open in heaven, and a voice, first voice which I heard was as it were of a trumpet talking with me, and said, come up hither, and I will show thee things which must be hereafter. Amen. He's talking about after the church age. After the dispensation of grace is played out, amen, me and you've got in, and our loved ones got in, our children's got in, our mamas and daddies have got in, praise God, God's got us all geared up, He's got us taught up, learned up, and He's going to take us up, praise God, to be with Him, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Amen. So John the Reveler says, after this, he said, I looked, and I believe John began to see some things. Now I was thinking today, and I'd planned on going a total different direct. God just keeps I tell you what, I believe what it was. I went so long without getting to preach much, and God just got me so full, praise God. I'm like a pump shotgun, praise God. Hey, ain't no telling which way I'm going to shoot. Amen. Amen. Hey, I don't know, but praise God, I'm glad God does. Praise God, but he was loading me up today. Praise God, I got to thinking on his, on John the Revelator. He looked up, praise God, he saw into the, hey, glory. He was taken up, just like me and you's going to be taken up in a little while, praise God. And he got to go into the presence of God, got to pull up into the throne room, praise God, and look around a little bit.
Amen.
Amen. But I got to thinking about this, all the stuff that we've been going through. He said, and immediately I was in the spirit, and behold, a throne was sitting in heaven. And he said, there's one set on the throne. And he that was set was to look upon like a jasper. And that's a blood red stone, and a sardine stone, which is a crystal stone, a clear stone. And there was a rainbow round about the throne in sight like an emerald. And praise God, I got to thinking about that. As John, I praise God, Brother Rex, he looked around over in heaven in the portals of glory, and he tried to give us that he could give us to explain exactly what he got to look upon, what he got to see, and when he got into glory. But I believe he is like old Paul, praise God. Paul said, I don't know if I was in the flesh or out of the flesh. I don't know if I was in the body or out of the body. Only God knows. But he said, praise God, I got to preach at something, and glory be to God, and burn again. Hey, glory. He said, it kindled a fire down in my soul, and praise God, I ain't ever going to get over it.
Yes. Amen.
I believe old John got to looking over the portals of glory, seeing all the magnificence of God. I believe it was too magnificent to tell. Amen. I believe he looked over in there and he seen things that he had never even dreamt of seeing in his whole life. But praise God, I'm glad that there was a God of heaven, that he moved upon the scene, and he began to do something for John, because he tells us, when we get over in the book of Revelation, chapter 21, he says, listen, he said, there's some things in heaven. He said, it's marvelous to behold, glory to God. But he said in chapter 21, down about verse 3, he said, I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. And watch this. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. There shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. I believe it's John the Revelator. I pulled up into glory, seen all the magnificent things that was transpiring. I believe, glory be to God, he looked over into heaven. He seen things so magnificent, he couldn't even begin to tell it all. But I believe what he got, Brother Dean, got the looking at and a looking for, praise God. He got the looking over there, and he said, you know what? I'm looking in here, and I don't see anybody sad. Glory be to God. Everybody I see over here in glory are having them a time. Amen. There's no pooch mouth. There's nobody mad. There's nobody sad, praise God. They're all lifting up hands. They're all praying. They're singing a new song, glory to God. They're praising the Lord in unity as one, glory to God. He said, I ain't never seen the beat.
Yeah.
Amen. He said, I can't find it. He said, ain't no sorrow nowhere. No sadness to behold. Amen. I can't tell you about the splendor of heaven, but let me just tell you what I didn't see. Amen. So I didn't see no sorrow in there. Amen. There was nobody sad in the presence of God. Amen. Did you ever notice when Jesus come around, praise God, there's always something happy happened.
Yeah.
Amen. Praise God, people want to be happy all the time. You want to be happy, praise God, just snuggle up in Jesus' arm. Just get as close to him as you can, praise God. Happiness depends on what happens. Amen. Glory be to God. But if you're bound and determined to be happy, praise God, be happy with him.
Yes.
Amen. Praise God, they all them over there. John got to looking around. Boy, they was all jubilant. They was praising God. They was smiles on their face. Praise God that Ajax wouldn't have took off. Glory be God. People are smiling and a loving and a shouting and a praising and giving God the glory.
Amen.
Amen. Yes, after all we've been through, Brother Jeff, as a church, amen, we've went through a lot. In the 13 years I've been here, praise God, we've had a lot of a sadness. We've had a lot of brokenheartedness. We've had our people that's been in hospitals and nursing homes and soulless sinners. We've seen them piled in there. Praise God, it's sadness that as disease come upon them, heartache comes upon them. But John, I believe John looked around up there in the portals of glory and said, you know what? Praise God, I don't see no crippled people up here. Ain't nobody lame. Amen. Nobody riding around in a wheelchair. Amen. Nobody's got any crutches. And glory. Everybody's able to run. And glory be to God. And jump and shout and praise God.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen. John said, I can't find no hospitals in heaven. Amen. He said, I looked around the block. Looked out over the city. Looked all around everywhere I could see. And I didn't see no signs that said hospital this way. I never seen no sign that said memorial or anything. Praise God. He said there was no sickness there. There was no people in need of a cure. Praise God. Everybody was running well. Yeah. Over in glory. Amen. John said, I couldn't find no sickness there. There's no sickness. Amen. In heaven. He said, I looked all over the place. He said, I couldn't find none. Didn't see any aspect of it. I didn't see anything, praise God, anybody there that was there over that looked like they needed help physically. Amen. Praise God. He said everybody seemed like they was a walking well. Everybody looked like they was a talking well. Everybody looked like they was a hearing well. Everybody looked like they was a well, glory. Looked like everybody was a seeing well. Amen. Glory be to God. They was a shouting and a praising. And praise God. When one over here let out a beller, some sister over here said, well, glory. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. And they was in unison. Praise God. Hey, he said they wasn't none of them hurting. They wasn't none of them wasn't able to get in. They were all tuned up. Praise God. It was just like a symphony. When God... He said, when I looked in her, praise God, I didn't see no sadness. I didn't see no sickness. All I saw was well people, praise God, had been made righteous by the blood of the Lamb.
Amen.
Amen. You want to get rid of your afflictions. You want to get rid of heartache. Your sadness, praise God. He said, cast your cares upon me because I care for you.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
We need to take our sorrows, our burdens, our trials, our frustrations, praise God, you need to take them to the Lord. You preacher was at work, praise God, we've seen it work.
Yeah.
Amen. If you ain't seen it work, but now you crippled too high for crutches. Amen.
Amen.
He's a God of heaven, praise God, moving around here. He's a helping around here. He's doing things here, praise God. He's touching us, amen. Glory be God. He's a doing just exactly what He said He'd do.
Yeah, amen. Yes, sir. Thank you, Lord.
He said He'd not put more on us than we could bear. He said, but with it He'd make a way of escape. Penny's little daddy laid over there in that soul center before he ever got soul center over at the Pisgah Manor. Amen. And he said, and he prayed it. He said, Lord Jesus, just take me home. Lord Jesus, just, he said, he asked me, preacher, would it be wrong if I just asked Jesus just to take me home? I said, no, sir, but well, you know, Brother Jack asked me that too. Jack Rathbone, before he went out of here, praise God, he would hurt so bad. He'd soak towels in ice water. He'd wrap them around his poor little head just to get a moment's relief till that started to warm up. And then that head would just pound again because that cancer that was in there. And he was sitting there in that wheelchair. And he said, preacher, you think it'd be a bad thing if I asked God just go ahead and just take me out of here? I said, Brother Jack, you and God talk it over. Whatever you and him decide, pray God, believe it'll be all right. And glory. And God Almighty, they said, you've done all you're going to bear, son. Praise God, I'm just going to relieve you of that and take you home to be with me.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen. Yes, sir. Glory to God.
Yeah.
Amen. Brother Charles did too. Man, I believe there's some others, praise God. The load just got too heavy to bear. Too hard to hold up down here. And God Almighty just swooped them down picking up little children. Took them unto Himself. He said, He said, I sent a way of escape. Amen. He said, John said, I looked around all over heaven and I couldn't find nobody hurting. I couldn't find no hospitals. I couldn't find no nursing homes. I couldn't find no soulless centers. I couldn't find no rehab places. He said, everywhere I look, he said, everybody was doing all right. Amen. I told you, I've come to myself, realize I'm good. Amen. As long as I'm above ground, praise God, and I can move, glory be to God. Thank you for another day. Amen. This is the day that the Lord has made. I'm going to just rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. Become at one with what God's give us. Hey, I tell you, when we become at one with in one with what God has given, what God's doing for us, what He wants to do for us, praise God, there's a special peace that God said, I told you about, amen, on that Sunday before last, praise God, when He wrote in on that little bitty ass, it was a sign, it was a promise of a new peace. Well, Larry, I've got that new peace. Amen. Praise the Lord. If Lynn was here, he'd ridicule me. That's all right. But I tell you what, turkey season's in. And I used to love to call them birds. Hey man, I like to call them because I like to see them come in. But I've got some over our house. Glory to God, they're just big old pets. Hey man, they just run up. I was weed eating this afternoon. Went up the fence line. There was five of them in the field, and I was within 30 or 40 yards of them, a weed eating, and that old big gobbler blowed up like a big old balloon, showing them the girls how sexy he was. And amen. Hey, but boy, that would have got me excited. I'd been going to the house to get a gun, but praise God, I kept on a weed eating. Me and them had peace, praise God. Hey, see, I wasn't going to hurt them, and I knew they wasn't going to hurt me, and I was just enjoying, praise God, what God had put there. Amen. Amen. You say, you're crazy. That's all right. Leave me alone because me and Jesus are having a good time. Amen. And we're geared up so we're getting ready to go somewhere. Amen. Praise God. Amen. He's changing us from the inside out. Praise God. That we used to be, praise God, we're not anymore.
Amen.
Amen. My want-tos have changed. Yes, amen. Oh, Brother Bill, you say, praise God, I got saved. So now I can drink all the liquor I want to. But he said, I don't want to because my want-tos changed. Yeah. Amen. You get saved and born again, praise God, your want-tos will change.
Yes, sir.
Amen. John said, I looked around, I couldn't find nobody hurting. All, amen, glory to God. He said, all through heaven. He said, I scanned her out, said nobody was in any pain. Amen. Mm-hmm. Said there was no sadness and there was no pain.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Amen.
Said, couldn't see it. Couldn't see it. Said it wasn't, you couldn't see it because it wasn't there. Amen. So John said, I looked a little bit further. I said, well, there's no sadness here, and there's no sickness, there's no pain here. And he said, I got to looking over the congregation. He said, I thought, well, I'll be able to pick them out when I see them. He was searching through the congregation of the portals of glory. He was looking for an undertaker. He said, you can tell them undertakers. They got a smug look about their face. Amen. They're the last one that'll ever let you down. Amen. He said, I was looking over portals of glory trying to find me an undertaker. I knew there had to be some up here. And they probably was. But I told Brother Tim the other day, praise God, when me and him get there, we're going to have to find new occupations. Amen. Glory be God. We won't need to preach Jesus nor praise God. We'll be able to praise Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. And there he said, John said, I looked. There wasn't no morticians. There wasn't no undertaker. He said, I couldn't find no place where there was any death. He said, I looked all over. I couldn't see nobody sick. I couldn't see nobody dying in heaven. Amen. Everybody's running well. Amen. Like a fine-tuned clock. One of them Swiss ones, you know what they say never misses a second. Within like a tenth or something of a second or 100 tenths of a second in a year, accuracy. Praise God, when we get the glory, praise God, we'll be running better than that. Amen, we'll be running perfect spot on. But John said, I looked all over the portals of glory. I couldn't find an undertaker nowhere. I couldn't find nobody a dying nowhere. He said, I looked all over the hills of glory. I prayed God, I never seen hell glory, Brother Jeff. He said, I couldn't find a tombstone nowhere. He said, I looked to see here lies some such and such. But said, praise God, I couldn't find nobody that was laying down up there. Amen. So there was no sleep of death in the portals of glory. Amen. See, John, he could tell you about all the splendors of heaven. But praise God, he knew what we had here and it wasn't up there. What are you saying, Pastor Jeff? I'm saying this. If you're looking for blessings, praise God, down here, and you're looking to have peace and joy down here, praise God, you'll be far from finding it except in the Lord Jesus Christ, and He'll give you absolute peace and absolute joy, praise God, over in the portals of glory. Yeah, amen. Amen. I see him as he looks around. He don't find no sadness. Don't find no sickness. He don't find no death. He don't find no undertakers. And he don't find no graves. Amen. There's no place to lay the dying. Amen. There's no hope chests up there. Amen. All the hope chests done been opened and revealed what was in them. Amen. Glory to God. They've done come out of there shouting and praising God. Those that sleep in the Lord Jesus Christ was brought out first. And then those of us that's alive and remain. I said, yeah, those of us that's alive and remain. Praise God. I'm going to go out of here. Glory be to God. To meet them in the air. And so shall we ever. So shall we ever, brother. Praise God. Junior, be with the Lord. Glory to God, brother. One day in a little while. If the Lord tarries, He's going to call His step out with a trump and a shout, and He's going to come up hither. Come away, my beloved, my fair ones, and glory be to God. We're going to go out of here. Amen. 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 He said, I looked around, I didn't see nothing. That was sorrowful. Didn't see nothing. Didn't see no dying. Didn't see no graves. Amen. Amen. Didn't see no hope chest. Amen. Casket builders will be put out of business over there. Amen. And boy, I tell you what, Jimmy, those of you that didn't get to be here Monday and see it, what a magnificent work of art he had in that little casket that he made for Brother Charles. He made it with love. Praise God, you can see love all in it. Glory be to God. If you haven't seen it, make sure you get a picture and look. I mean, it was a splendid thing to behold with the eye. But I want to say glory be to God. I'm glad there's not going to be any need for a casket over in glory. Amen. It don't matter how pretty it is. It's still a hope chest. Amen. Glory be to God. And they ain't going to be none. John the Revelator looked around all over the portals of glory, and there was no death nowhere. Nobody's dying. I see there's a lot of folks that are dying today because that's how we get in. Yeah. Amen. You got to die to get in. And you know the old saying, everybody wants to go to heaven, but nobody wants to die. Amen. Oh, Oliver B. Green said, said some of you people said, but oh, I'm just ready to go. I'm just ready to meet God. I wish I could just go now. Amen. He's a preaching a big way. He said, if you want to go right now, I said, you just hold up your head. We'll see if we can get some of these brothers to knock you in the head. Amen. Amen. But praise God, I don't want to go now. Praise God. I'm having me a good time here. But praise God, when He's ready for me, praise God, I'm ready for Him. Amen. John said, I looked all over and I couldn't find anything that was depressing over there. Everything I was looking at, praise God, the splendor was so magnificent. I can't even begin to describe that. But he said, I can tell you what I looked around for and what I didn't see over in heaven. He said, there's no sadness. He said, there was no sorrow. Amen. He said, there's no sickness. There was no dying. Amen. He said, they used to be tears. But said, God had done wiped them away. Amen. If there's any tears in heaven, praise God, it'll be tears of joy. Amen. Did you hear what I said? If there's any tears in heaven, it'll be tears of joy. Joy, praise God. Why? Because your eyelids, your tears are an overflow from your heart, praise God. And if we get in the presence of the Lord, get rejoicing in God, amen, we do it here, we cry here, when we get, I'm like my old granddaddy, praise God. I can cry while life a while. Amen. Grandpa Young used to get to tell him about how good God be. We sit up under that old oak tree, glory to God, and he'd get to tell me how good God was. He's so good that they didn't even know that they was a depression, that God Almighty was with them. God Almighty was leading them and God brought them through, praise God. He'd get the crying and he'd get the life and the praising God, amen. Glory to God, because he knew where God was.
Yeah.
Amen. But John said, I got to looking around and there wasn't no tears nowhere. Amen. And those that might have been a flowing, praise God, was tears of rejoicing. Amen. People was rejoicing in the Lord. But there's never going to be a tear of sorrow again when we get to heaven. Can you imagine old John as he surveys the scene, looks all over the congregation, all over those multitude of multitude, thousands upon thousands that followed the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Those that he's ushered in, as it talks about in Psalms 24. I praise God. It said, open the gates, ye everlasting doors, that the King of glory shall come in. Amen. Praise God. That door, keep opening them doors. Praise God. He's going to march in with us. Amen. Glory be to God. And I believe John the Revelator got to looking over that crowd. Amen. Got to looking over those folks that done made the journey. Amen. They had done sold out, lock, stock, and barrel, and decided they were going to go with God. And you know what's wrong with most of us in our fundamental, independent, Bible-believing churches today? We've never sold out to God. Never made a commitment to Him. Said, Lord, here am I. Take me, use me, lead me, guide me, show me the way. Be my shepherd, my chief shepherd, my master shepherd. Lead me in the path of righteousness. Amen. Give me a heart to follow you. Amen. Glory be to God. You'll just try that. It'll work. But John was looking around in the portals of glory. He saw all those saints of God. Amen. He got to looking for those with spots on them. Amen. The Bible said they wasn't. He looked all over the face. Now, you look around here, you might see a spot or two. That's because we know each other, ain't it? Amen. So that's why it's so hard for us to win our families to the Lord, because they know us. They know our spots. Amen. But John, I believe he got up there and he got to looking around. All those tears gone, boy, they was just people rejoicing, and he didn't see any spots anywhere. Everybody looked like they just fit right in. It was part of it. Looked like they looked like they belonged there. Amen. And he got to looking around, praise God, and they all had on robes. Amen. And it wasn't different colored ones. Amen. Praise God. They was all just white and pure, dyed in the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Glory be to God. Everybody was wearing robes of righteousness.
Amen.
Amen. John looked around and said, glory to God. Amen. Ain't no black sheep here. Amen. All of them just as clean and white and pure. Amen. You say, well, preacher, boy, they must have really lived good lives. They must have really had a good God. Amen. Praise God. That's what'll get us in. It's not of works that we've done, lest we boast, praise God, but by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's by faith through grace, glory to God, that we get in.
Amen.
We've been washed and made clean. Amen. We ought to just plead the blood. Plead the blood. Praise God. We ought to sing about the blood. We ought to worship in the blood. We ought to praise God for the blood. It's the blood. It's the blood. Without the blood, there is no remission of sins. But thank God. John looked around the whole congregation, the audience. He said, praise God, everybody's just pure and white. Amen. The robes of righteousness. Amen. Can you see it? Can you see it tonight? Now, Brother R.A. told me, he said, paint a picture where the little kids can get in. Amen. Maybe you haven't been in this thing a long time, but praise God. Can you see what I'm telling you? Can you see those people that gathered around the Lord? And John looks up there and he sees everything, and it's a running well. Amen. And he goes on a little further down here, and he said, they say some that's not going to be there. Amen. Because they've done messed up. Amen. And what? But reason they've messed up because they haven't put their faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Amen. Those things that kept out of heaven wouldn't have kept them out of heaven if they had just trusted in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Things won't keep you out of heaven. The only thing that'll keep us out of heaven is rejecting the Lamb of God.
Amen.
Amen. They looked around there and everybody was worshiping and serving God and praising the Lord. Clean and white and pure. Can you see it all around there? I'm gonna ask you this, and I'm done. Wouldn't you like to be there? Amen. Won't it be something when we get there? We know about it. Because God, John the Revelator, he gave us a revelation of God Almighty, amen, of the Lord Jesus Christ. And he said, young'un, just follow Him and He'll lead you right in. He'll take you in. He'll clean you up. He'll make you better. And He'll call you unto Himself one day. And there we'll be, every one of us, in the presence of the Lord. Mamas and daddies and children and grandchildren and grandparents. Glory be to God. I can't imagine what's going to be like when I get there with Grandpa Massey. My goodness. I mean, I sat there as a little kid, a little boy. I watched him preach. Couldn't read, didn't have but a third grade education. But praise God, Mama would, she'd read the Bible to him, praise God, and she'd read, and he'd say, hold on a minute. He said, read that again. And praise God, the Holy Spirit speak to his heart, and he'd put that verse in him, and he'd open that Bible, and he'd read it to the congregation, even though he couldn't read it, but praise God, God had done bestowed it into his heart, glory to God, and he'd preach the power of God, the love of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Boy, I don't know about you, but I just wonder what it'd be like when I get to see him again. Amen. Glory be to God. Hey, listen. There won't be no sadness in that. There won't be no sickness in him. He had to have his right leg took off at the knee. And he told me one day, we was over there, he sat in that back room and had a wood stove in there. Man, he kept it hot in there. My goodness. It'd be 90 degrees. And he'd say, LeVade, better stick some wood in that stove. Walk sweat just to burn it running off of me. Amen. But he told me one day sitting there, he said, you know, my old leg hurts. I said, your left one? He said, no, my right one. I didn't have the heart telling me he didn't have one. Amen. But I won't say glory be to God over there. There won't be nothing hurting. Amen. He'll have one then. He'll be whole then. There'll be no missing parts then. There'll be nothing that'll fail him then. Amen. He's already went over. He's already made the journey. He lived 95 years here on this earth, praise God, and he made the journey, crossed over into that other world. That same world that John was called up into, the hereafter. Amen. But I got to ask you a question. I'm done. When we come to the church, as the Lord was telling John about things that were going to happen in the hereafter, we have to ask ourselves a question tonight, church. When we come to the house of God and we gather up here, what are we hereafter? Amen. What are we hereafter? John says, if you could just imagine what's over there, if you could just imagine what's not over there, he said, glory be to God, you'd know what you're hereafter. Amen. You're hereafter the Lord Jesus Christ and a peace and a joy and a blessed hope that we have in Him. Amen. Amen. The hereafter. Brother Charles, that's the title of the message tonight. The hereafter. Amen. What are we hereafter? Amen. We're hereafter what John told us about. That place of perfect peace and joy where there's no sadness, there's no pain, there's no sickness, and there's no dying. Brother Bill, they won't be no oxygen tanks over there. Amen. Praise God. We'll be able to breathe. We'll be able to breathe the fragrance and the essence of God. Amen. Praise the Lord, youngins. We've got so much to be excited about. Amen. Hey, listen, we don't know when we're going out of here, but praise God. I look forward to going. I'm looking forward to being in heaven, praise God. I'm not in no hurry to get there. Amen. I kind of like what I'm doing here. But praise God, I'm excited about the aspect of getting there when I do. Amen. Praise God, because there ain't going to be nothing that's going to hold us down when we get over in glory.